Aaron Stewart, mayor of New Britain, potential Republican candidate for governor. Joining us here in Brian and Company. What was for breakfast with the kids? What do we have this morning?
All right, listen, Jimmy Dean makes these like pretty good things. They're like sausage, like corn dogs on a stick. Ooh. That's what's in my kitchen this morning.
Wow. That, I'd be like, Mom, bring on more. I guys are you doing the Jimmy Dean sausage and egg sandwiches, which we've done quite a bit in our house too. That's phenomenal. Thanks for coming on. I know time is tight and you gotta get out the door. The reason I reached out initially was budget. How are you able to increase spending and lower the mill rate in New Britain? It doesn't compute in some ways.
So I know I presented my budget to the city council. We're actually lowering taxes in New Britain, lowering the mill rate by 0.41 mills this year. A small reduction, but yet a reduction. We've been saving for quite a few years. It was about 6 years ago I created what's called a tax stabilization fund. And every time we would have anything left over extra or any money that the city came into that we were unanticipating, I would put it into this tax stabilization fund with, of course, the support of my city council. And that builds up over time. Well, we were able to tap into that this year to really to do what its intended purpose was, to help the taxpayers and give them some relief. I didn't totally empty it. There is still about $4 million left into it. So whoever's mayor after me will have access to that as well for its intended purpose, to keep taxes low.
So it's like a kind of like a tax rainy day fund, if you will?
The intended purpose, though, is you can't use it for anything else other than to lower the mill rate.
Hmm. And because you're aware that I talk to mayors all the time, and no one is lowering taxes and almost no one is maintaining them. They all have to raise them, especially with these concerns about getting less money from the state and the federal government.
Of course, but you also have to look at the other things that you can do as well when you run a municipality, right? What we also looked at this year was renegotiating our health insurance contracts. We knew that this was coming down the road, so we are looking at transitioning over from one provider to another. That's going to save us quite a few million dollars a year on both the city and the Board of Education side. So, you adapt when you see things coming down the pike. You got to make some changes, and that's what we did. And it's going to pay dividends in the future for us.
Now, will property taxes not actually go down because values have gone up? Is that how it works?
So our property revaluation was 3 years ago. So no. So property values are staying the same.
That's a problem for the next mayor then. Because that's going
to
be a challenge.
We like to call that a 2026 problem.
Yeah. Listen, we're talking with Aaron Stewart, mayor of New Britain here on Brian and Company. This Stanford RTC Lincoln dinner, is this for me, the mayor of New Britain going down to Fairfield County, this is a big one for you, isn't it?
Sure, it's a big deal. We've been all over the state. I've been requested to be keynote speaking at multiple different towns and cities across the state at these Republican dinners. Nikki says hi. I'm sure you can hear him. So Stanford is coming Saturday night, and I'm going to these Republican town committee events and telling them about my story, who I am, but also more importantly, talking to them about how I think the Republican Party can win again in the state of Connecticut. And I'm looking forward to bringing that message down to Fairfield County, especially into Stanford.
You got Jen Tucker is already in the race. I'm curious, have you been able, she's on the shoreline or what have you, down in Fairfield County, have you been able to raise any money out of that particular region of the state?
We have, actually. I'm just getting ready. I'll be releasing it probably early next week. We calculated and we did kind of a map of all the towns across the state that we've received donations from. So 125 out of 169 towns and cities have had at least somebody who's donated to my campaign, which I think is kind of a fun fact. So broad-based support all across the state. I've done 6 keynote addresses, with these Republican dinners in the last 2 months alone. And it's been all over the place, from Naugatuck to up in the eastern corner to New London, now to Stanford. We're crisscrossing, and the message is clear. And I'm feeling good about the support that I'm getting from individuals as well.
Can I ask you a question, sort of off the path a little on this? Like everyone's got a stump speech, right? And I'm sure there's a core element to all those 6 plus speeches. Is it honed?
Yeah.
Is it tight? Do you feel like you're getting in the rhythm? Because it's not easy to do. Yes.
Well,
see,
you gotta read the room, right? And when you go there, and you have to make sure that you know and understand the area that you're at. So yes, the message is honed in. But right now, I'm focusing less about talking about me, and more speaking about the mechanics of what I think our party needs to do to be successful. And of course, I would be a byproduct of that. However, I think that my successes and what I've been able to do and bring, for Republican leadership in a city like New Britain is interesting to a lot of Republicans across the state who are not used to hearing a story like mine.
So what's the elevator pitch for that, for how Republicans can win?
You know, I talk about the basic things of it's not about, you know, you have to have the right message. However, you also have to couple that with the right messenger and how you package that with issues that are all of importance to people across the state, no matter where you are, you know, taxes, cost of living, quality of life, education is a big thing for young families here. And I talk about how oftentimes Republicans are afraid to talk about these issues, and we have to be out in the forefront on them. But, you know, I take everybody back in this stump speech. I take everyone back through my time in office back to in 2013 when I was 26 years old and first ran, and how I had no fear, but I ran with passion and purpose, and I still do that today. And I think that that's the best way to be in politics.
What's the deadline for the fundraising and for the official declaration of your candidacy?
So the deadline for raising money is definitely not until the summer of 2026. I've started early on purpose because I'm giving myself a goal of the fall of 2025. So I want to have all this money done by, say, October, November. We're officially halfway there. I've got $150,000 raised out of, well, we're giving ourselves a $350,000 goal. However, it's $250,000 to qualify for the Citizens Election Program, which is where the state matches, or the state will help finance the campaign, because I'm not independently wealthy. I can't write million-dollar checks to myself, so it does give me an opportunity to even the playing field, which I'm very thankful for that opportunity. So we're doing good. We're averaging about $2,000 a day. I've got a ton of fundraisers coming up, so we're feeling very, very good that we're going to be exactly where we need to be ahead of schedule.
Just really quick, 10 seconds. Do you feel it's been a change with the nerves about the economy with this fundraising? Have you seen an impact?
No, I don't think that that's impacted our ability to raise money at all. We're talking small dollar increments, so anywhere between $5 and $375 is the max. So I'm happy with whatever that people want to give me, and we're gonna get there, because you have to get signatures too. You have to get 2,250 signatures in addition to the money.
Erin, Mayor Stewart, thanks for the time. Hope the kids get out the door okay, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good one.
You too. Mayor Erin Stewart.